Incredibly, Laura's location would have been considered accurate, according to FCC standards, even though it led first responders astray. A push is underway for states to adopt the next-generation 911 system, in which callers will be able to send text messages, photos, and video to help emergency responders locate them and access their crises. With such a system, Laura conceivably could have sent a photo of the amulet's access door to her 911 operator, who in turn could have texted it to Engine 7's crews or even to Nurse X. Thanks to software upgrades, Android and Apple phones can now automatically relay a 911 caller's coordinates to the operator. The location readings can still be off by hundreds of feet, but they are more frequently leading responders to almost the exact location. Far more needs to be done by mobile service providers and regulators to improve the system, but at least some progress is being made. Medical errors have become the country's third leading cause of death, resulting in as many as 250,000 deaths per year, according to a study by Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Another study estimates the number could be as high as 440,000. In Laura's case, something as simple as requiring two people to conduct a search, a second set of eyes, could have made the difference. Doctors and nurses can reduce commonplace errors simply by reminding themselves never to skip a single step in whatever they're doing, such as walking 100 feet between two doors, just to make sure no one is there. The same goes for those with medical conditions, particularly serious ones such as asthma. Laura did not miscalculate that morning, but she should have been more careful. She should have told someone she was having an attack and should never have walked alone to the hospital. It's as much as I pray everyone who reads this will pass along to the people in their lives who have asthma. A message that Samantha Khatri, MD, an asthma expert and co-director of the Cleveland Clinic Asthma Center, stressed to me when explaining just how quickly asthma can turn fatal. If an attack strikes when you are alone, let someone know, because even if you reach the door of a hospital, you might not get in. After the full version of this story appeared on BostonGlobe.com, hospital leaders apologized and acknowledged that mistakes had cost Laura her life. Today, when you approach the front of Somerville Hospital, the entrance that Laura found locked is the main public doorway to the emergency room. There's a large illuminated emergency sign above it, as well as several additional signs on the property pointing patients to use that entrance, which is never locked. The bench where Laura collapsed is now bathed in bright light at night, and security cameras are always monitored. Peter DeMarco continues to advocate for change, pushing 911 administrators to retrain operators and filing legislation, Laura's Law, to create standards for hospitals requiring signage, lighting, and the monitoring of doors. Through the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, he has sought to bring attention to asthma peak week, when common triggers are at their highest levels. It strikes the third week in September, the week Laura had her attack, and he established the Lift for Laura Foundation, liftforlaura.org, to fund personal gym training sessions for underprivileged and abused women in his wife's memory.